The oil slick is unquestionably nasty, bad for wildlife and bad for tourism. But how much damage will it cause in the long term? Now retired but still consulting, Ray Lipscomb, formerly a manager at the Australian Maritime Safety Authority, is considered a world expert on oil slicks. He's attended to disasters as far afield as the Persian Gulf and been involved in the aftermath of most of Australia's significant oil spills. On the phone to Melbourne Airport, where he was about to catch a plane, I asked him whether the 20 tonnes of oil spilled in this accident were a lot or a little.
No, it's not a significant amount of oil. But like all oil spills, it depends where it occurs and where it ends up.
So how serious is this when we are already hearing these reports of fouled beaches and birds that have been soiled with tar and oil?
Well, my understanding is that, from what I've heard, is that it's impacting beaches at the moment with some world wildlife. Queensland has a very competent oil spill response team, they have done for many years, and I see that Captain Watkinson is involved, so I'm confident that everything that needs to be done will be done.
You've written in the past about the tyranny of distance in Australia, but when it comes to fighting these things, but this is in some ways just conveniently close, is it?
That's correct, and they are mobilising teams of people, from my understanding, and they're getting experienced people up there to deal with the problem.
So how long do you think that we're going to be dealing with this problem of, as I say, blackened beaches and difficulties with wildlife?
Well, without being trite, I'd have to say that's like asking how long's a piece of string. However, having said that, if it catches up onto sandy beaches, they are relatively easy to clean. So all things being equal, if it comes ashore in the near future and there's only 20 tonne of oil involved, they'll have that cleaned up reasonably quickly.
10 years ago, you were in charge of the clean-up after the Lara D'Amato oil spill in Sydney Harbour, and that obviously caused pretty widespread fear and worry at the time. How long did it take to clear all that up?
Well, firstly, just a correction. Mr Chris Allsop from Sydney Ports was in charge and he did a good job.
But you were heavily involved.
I was heavily involved. Different scenario, different type of oil, different volumes. In Sydney, calm waters, easy to get out. Here, Queensland, experiencing the aftermath of the cyclone, heavy seas, which will work in some ways in breaking the oil up. So one would hope that that oil that comes ashore will be dealt with relatively quickly. And as I said, with the people involved and knowing them fairly well, they are very competent, they are experienced, and they'll do a fine job.
So all in all, this is nothing like the Exxon Valdez or the Torrey Canyon or some of those famous disasters of yore?
Oh, most certainly not. No. We're talking about 20 tonnes. We're talking about oil that's coming ashore where people have access. We're talking about teams getting in very rapidly and responding in an appropriate way. No, one can't compare it to the Exxon Valdez in any way, shape or form.
Nonetheless, it's unpleasant. It will cost quite a lot of money to clean up. Is there anything we can learn from it, particularly in terms of prevention?
Prevention, the way it occurred, one can't stop things like cyclones. It's an accident, pure and simple. What we do learn is how well prepared we need to be. There will be a report on this. There will be an investigation, I'm sure. And out of that will come some lessons. And like everything with Australia's national plan, those lessons are applied and used for future incidents.
And what about we've talked a lot about the oil. What about the large load of fertiliser that is bobbing around somewhere in containers on the seas and nobody really knows what's going to happen to it?
Well, look, Mark, I'd have to say that I'm not qualified to speak professionally about chemical issues. My expertise lies in combating oil spills. There are others better qualified than me to talk about that.
The oil slick expert Ray Lipscomb talking to me on the phone from Melbourne Airport.